Hi, I'm Tim Rodas from Ohio State University, and Cynthia asked me would I give something today, and I said no. So I thought about it for a while and thought maybe yes. I teach an e-portfolio class. When we went to semester conversion, I pulled that out of the other part of our capstone course requirement. It had been a one assignment component in that class, and so I wanted to make a one credit course so that students can actually build an e-portfolio and have something that they own and that they can use. On Ohio State, we use Desire to Learn, Learning Management System. Everything that students submit, Dropbox is the term for dropping off word processing requirements, everything is locked up. They don't accumulate a portfolio. Oftentimes I'll ask in the portfolio class, I want you to document completed assignments from other courses. Oh, I didn't keep that. I don't have access to that anymore. So they're not in the habit of accumulating their accomplishments. So I come along with the ePortfolio class, and it's all done. So one tip to take away is Evernote. I explore Evernote. This is the basis for my ePortfolio class. It's the basis for my notes that I give out to everybody. It's open online. Cloud tool, app that you download for your operating system, Macro PC, and an app for your Android or iOS devices. So Evernote can be everywhere with you. The tip then is one of the required components. There's four required components and six elective in your portfolio. So you're producing 10 writing assignments. And the final is what I accomplished, a presentation at the end of the quarter. One of the required elements is what I learned outside of class that relates to fill in the blank. So if you want to be a college professor, which probably they haven't accumulated yet, but relates to greenhouse grower, or relates to golf course superintendent, or relates to landscape worker, wherever their experiences have led them to be involved, then that's the basis of this accomplishment. I introduce Bloom's taxonomy and get them thinking about levels of understanding. And I introduced to them the notion of we had to convert all of our majors when we went to semesters, and we had to define learning goals and measurable objectives and criteria. So, folks, welcome to our world because this is what learning is about, thinking those terms and thoughts. But with Bloom, you get to bring in the verbs. And so with Bloom, is it describe? Is it state? Is it examine? Is it investigate? Whatever as you go up. And so what they're doing in that, what I learned outside of class, they're personalizing it to their outside of class experiences, internships, part-time jobs. And it doesn't have to be based on one location, that one summer job or that one internship. It can be accumulating across different positions. But it's the idea of getting them thinking about Bloom, that learning occurs, we grow and mature in understanding, and apply it to their situation. So I give an example. Every note has to be illustrated with a photo or a graphic, and so find a picture that's going to illustrate what your theme area is, greenhouse grower, landscape worker, whatever the case may be. And then make a table with the levels of learning from Bloom, and then write a measurable objective. So the first one, remembering, might say something, and this is my example that I give them, as a greenhouse grower, that first measurable objective might be, describe the plants that you worked with during your internship. Then the answer is, or the demonstration of the learning is, during my internship, I was involved in working with a variety of foliage plants and flowering potted plants. I was in charge of handling the watering. So they describe their accomplishment. I think this assignment gives them that perspective of, I've done a lot of things, but I never think about the things I've done. And I definitely don't write it down anywhere. And so that's the benefit of the whole portfolio. But within this one assignment, it gets them thinking about, I do learn things outside of class. That's the tip.
Questions?
So I haven't looked at Evernote. I mean, I use Evernote, but I haven't looked at the storage recently. Does it ever come to that they have to start paying for the storage?
They don't have to pay. Evernote does have a monthly quota,
yes.
But it's not a maximum. So if you hit your quota at the end of the month, you're going to get your clock reset, and you'll just keep growing and growing your accumulated storage. So it's not a one-time limit. That's all you ever get.
Yeah.
What about landscape design? How do they kind of capture that into
As a graphic?
Yeah.
Take a picture of it.
That's what they do?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, take a picture of it. Yeah. Scan it. You know. Evernote will support any media format. You can add a audio file, certainly add text, add photos, add numerous photos. You can't embed video, but you can embed audio, so it'll play right in the note. Video is linked out to the video source. They own it. That's my goal. They own it. They can use it. I'm helping them build that platform to take out to the job interview process. The pushback I get from them in this course is, nobody ever asked me for a portfolio. Why do I have to make one? You know, it's required class. Why do I have to do this if nobody ever asked me for it? And when I talk to peers, educators across campus, that's a great assignment. That's a good thing. Yeah. And then when I get to the, when the students get it, it's not their friend yet. So I've got to think of some other things to bring to the experience of writing, like a flat Stanley concept, or, you know, something a little different that tricks them into learning and revisiting their past. I tell them that's the advantage here. You're going to have these memories accumulated now and ready at your fingertips, and visually you can share it with them, and it's, you can publish it on the web.
And I teach a resume writing course, and I think that's great, because one thing that I struggle with students the most is using action verbs to say the things that you have in your experience. They'll say, well, I watched this, or so I think this is great to tie into what you would use in your resume and language that you would use in an interview.
Right. Thank you.